Since President Joe Biden withdrew from the presidential race, and with Vice President Kamala Harris likely to replace him as a nominee, there has been a lot of misinformation about how she'll get on the ballot. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on how major party presidential nominees get on Indiana's general election ballot.
It doesn't matter that Kamala Harris wasn't on Indiana's primary election ballot for president. Primary results only really matter to a presidential candidate for the purposes of winning delegates for their national party conventions. With Biden withdrawing from the race, Indiana's Democratic delegates are unbound and free to vote for whomever they choose, and they've all declared for Harris. Indiana law says getting major party presidential candidates on the general election ballot simply requires the state party chair to certify to the election division the names of the nominees for president and vice president as chosen by the National Party Convention delegates. The party chair this year must do so by September 10th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.